charities and NHS charities affiliated to hospitals and other NHS bodies have renewed appeals for donations during the corona crisis. Efforts made by ordinary workers, such as World War II veteran Tom Moore, to raise sponsorship should be applauded. Extra money to fund healthcare is welcome. Even before the epidemic, many hospitals were already running at or close to capacity. However, why, when most of us pay tax and national insurance, is it necessary for workers to dip into their pockets further to give the NHS a fighting chance of coping with the virus? The 1% are hoarding obscene wealth. It's estimated that big business and wealthy individuals in the UK dodge £112 billion in tax annually, just £3 billion less than the budget for NHS services in England last year. A good number of these tax shirkers are the same companies and shareholders charging the NHS through the nose. The interest payments on debts owed by NHS trusts from the Private Finance Initiative, PFI, totaled £2.2 billion in the last financial year, nearly five times the amount raised by NHS charities in the same period. For providing universal healthcare and the dedication of its staff, the NHS generates huge amounts of goodwill among the working class. But we can't rely on goodwill and charity to keep our hospitals running. Nick Hart, Black Country.